First of all, because it's Charlotte's baptism. And baptism is so, so important. Of course, no child is ever condemned to not going to heaven because they're not baptized. But when a child is brought by their family to be baptized, they become like it's tangible. It's an outward sign that we are all family. And the child has the Holy Spirit sealed inside. And the child is sealed by Jesus Christ when we baptize the child today. And we all do that together. I get to actually do it, but we're all doing it as a family and as a congregation. That's why we're here. And that baptism is the beginning of her life with Christ. And this is such a great set of lessons today, because even the gospel, it says, we're being very honest when we pray. Lord, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. And that's true. Each and every one of us sins a lot. But Jesus still loves us, God bless you. And Jesus just calls us closer and closer to him. No matter how far we've gone, Jesus wants us back. And he deserves our love. He deserves our worship. And that's why we're here. So we ask God, keep us outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, so that we can be defended from all adversities. That is what Jesus has already done for us with his life, his death, and his resurrection. Now, I have to admit, all of us know from the Old Testament that the Israelites were stubborn. The Israelites were definitely hard-hearted, and they had really hardened their hearts. And while I was listening to the song today, I decided to add just a little bit, because take the lessons home, because in verse 1, 2, in verse 1, 2, 6, and I think 8, it tells us how we're supposed to be, and the others tell us how God is. We're supposed to sing, we're supposed to shout with joy because we have been saved. We are to be thankful and come to God's house, come to God wherever we are, and we're praying with thanksgiving. And then we're supposed to come in a humble way. Come and let us bow down, let us bend the knee. And then in verse 8 it says, harden not your hearts. And that's what every single person in this parish and every single person in this world needs to do, not to harden our hearts and make God like, well, I don't have time, or I'm not good enough, or I'm too busy, or come up with all these excuses and harden our hearts thinking that we really don't need to worship and be with him, because we do. It is God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that saves us and saves our children and keeps us within his loving arms. And then in Romans, I love this from Paul, and it's so true. Since we are justified by faith, and last week we learned that people may listen to the commandments, but if they don't have faith, Paul tells us in many places in the Bible that it's in vain. We are to have love and faith in our God. And when we do, we have peace no matter what kind of chaos is around us. And it's a testimony to the family today and everybody here today that we are here, because we believe that God is here. We want to worship him, and he will be with us. He never lets us down. In fact, Paul goes on and he says, through him we have obtained the grace, which is another word for strength, in which we stand. And that's our daily walk with Christ. And we boast in both the sharing of God's glory, but we also can boast in our sufferings in Jesus' name, because he tells us. Suffering produces endurance, which is true. Endurance produces character, which if we don't harden our hearts, we have a loving character still. Character produces hope, and our hope is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ does not disappoint us, because God's love was given to us through Jesus Christ. And then this is what's so perfect for today, for Charlotte's baptism, and it is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We just have to use it. And we have to be loving like Christ. And think of the last part of the New Testament. It tells us what kind of Messiah we have, what kind of God we have, what kind of person Jesus was. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person. Though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, if we're out and there is a murderer, I'm going to go to extremes, are we willing to give up our life for that murderer? Probably not. Are we willing to give up our life maybe for family members? Yes, we probably are. But what Jesus was willing to do was give up his entire life and live with us, teach us, heal us, comfort us, and then die for us, and then rise for us, even though we are all sinners. That's who Jesus is. That's why we are here. That's why we should worship as many times as possible, and not separately, separately, but also together. It's good to come together. So finally, in the gospel, I won't go through all that because that would take a bit of time, but it shows Jesus' love still with the Samaritan woman. But in the very last line, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves. That's the Samaritans. When the woman went back and told them all about Jesus, they came to see. They were interested. They were excited. And they could see that she believed. And then what happened? They came and they saw him and they listened. And what did they say? For we have heard for ourselves. We have heard for ourselves. And we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. Yes, we're sinners, but we do have Christ. And today is Charlotte's baptism. And all of us, not just her family, but all of us are responsible to encourage one another to come to church, to worship the Lord, because this is the beginning of not only her life, but it's also the beginning of our life in Christ, each and every morning that we wake up. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that you do keep us within your loving arms. Teach us the love that Jesus has for us, and help us to try as hard as we can to attain it. And help us to worship you and to love you and to serve you as you deserve and as you desire. And help us to love and serve one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.